Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In area news, two women were injured during a crash Wednesday morning in Shelby County. The driver of one of the vehicles, 58-year-old Teresa Wagaman of Harlan, was transported to the hospital in Harlan, while the driver of the other vehicle, 17-year-old Rachel Ferry of Kirkman, refused treatment at the scene. Shelby County Sheriff's Office said the accident happened at around 11:45 a.m. on Highway 59 north of Harlan. Officials say Wagaman's 2007 Chevy Impala and Ferry's 2001 Ford F-150 pickup are both headed northbound when Wagaman slowed to make a left turn into a residential drive. Ferry was unable to slow down in time. Her pickup rear-ended the car, causing considerable damage to both vehicles. Rachel Ferry was cited by deputies for failure to stop in a clear and assured distance. News time is 7:07.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Two Western Iowa women were among seven people injured during a two-vehicle crash Wednesday afternoon in Boone County. The Iowa State Patrol says 20-year-olds Sarah Connery of Harlan and Jacqueline Carlson of Red Oak were hurt when the car Connery was driving hit a vehicle that failed to yield from a stop sign and pulled into Connery's path. That accident happened at around 1:20 p.m. just south of the Boone Municipal Airport. Officials say the vehicles collided as Connery's 2003 Ford Taurus station wagon was traveling west on Highway 30 and a 1998 Toyota Avalon driven by 26-year-old Ashley Sabatka of Omaha was traveling south on Sneddon Drive. Sabatka was flown by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines following the crash. A passenger in her car, 5-year-old Nathan Sabatka of Omaha, was injured and transported by Boone County Ambulance to Children's Hospital in Des Moines. Also injured in the crash was 21-year-old Monica Madsen of Melbourne, 20-year-old Rose Kester of Gladbrook, and 26-year-old Amanda Valentine of Ames. Madsen was transported by ambulance to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines, while Kester, Valentine, and Connery were taken to the Boone County Hospital. Jacqueline Carlson was transported to Mary Greeley Hospital in Ames. All of the crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. State Patrol says a Glenwood man was seriously injured during a motorcycle crash Tuesday evening in Mills County. 51-year-old Eric Harris of Glenwood was taken to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha following the crash, which occurred on the on-ramp to Interstate 29 northbound off of Highway 34. Harris was traveling too fast to make the curve, according to the patrol. They say his 2007 Harley Davidson went out of control and entered the west ditch, where it fell onto its right side and slid into some fence posts before entering standing water in the ditch. That accident happened around 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. The Iowa State Patrol said yesterday a Lake City woman died and two passengers in her vehicle were injured during a rollover accident early Monday morning in Carroll County. 19-year-old Janelle Marie Woods died after she was ejected from the 1999 Ford Expedition she was driving as it rolled several times in a high-speed crash. Patrol says she was wearing her seatbelt. The SUV had been traveling westbound on 170th Street at around 12:34 a.m. Monday and at a high rate of speed when the vehicle went off onto the right shoulder of the road. When Woods steered hard to the left, the Expedition went out of control and rolled over, and Woods died from her injuries. The passengers in her vehicle, 28-year-old Roger Hickerson and 27-year-old Ashley Hahn, were injured. The patrol's report did not indicate where they were from. Hickerson was also ejected and suffered serious incapacitating injuries. He was flown by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Hahn was also not wearing a seatbelt, and she suffered serious non-incapacitating injuries and was transported by ambulance to the Carroll Hospital. Officials at the hospital administered a blood test on Woods to test for alcohol or drugs. The results of those tests are not yet available. The SUV sustained $8,000 damage during the crash. A Council Bluffs man is expected to appear in court later this month for sentencing in connection with the alcohol-related death of a Harlan teen. 27-year-old Dustin Thomas pleaded guilty Monday to a charge of supplying alcohol to an underage person. Thomas had been accused of supplying booze to minors at a party in Harlan last October that led to the death of 17-year-old Julio Caceres. Caceres died at an Omaha hospital on October the 11th after he was found unconscious at a home in Harlan. Thomas admitted to investigators he brought a bottle of whiskey Caceres consumed to that party. He was arrested in February following an investigation conducted by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and faces up to 5 years in prison. He remains free on $5,000 bond until he's sentenced in Shelby County District Court on July the 29th. A former Adair City clerk and her son have been charged with stealing city funds. The Iowa Attorney General's office says 63-year-old Linda Nichols and her son, 41-year-old Terry Nichols, a city street department employee, reached charged Monday with first-degree theft and felonious misconduct in office. The pair appeared in court Monday and were released. A state auditor's report in May found $119,000 in questionable spending for the city of Adair from 2007 through 2010. Prosecutors say the Nichols accepted inflated or unwarranted payments, failed to pay municipal utility bills, used city funds to buy goods for their personal use, and falsified public records. If convicted, they each could face up to 15 years in prison. News time is 7:13.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. And in the funeral announcements, 86-year-old Glenn E. Deerdorf of Yale died Monday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center in Panora. Funeral services for Glenn Deerdorf will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 59-year-old Robert Bob Harry Stringer Jr. of Menlo died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Bob Harry Stringer Jr. will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 93-year-old Dorothy M. Callison of Audubon died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Dorothy Callison will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 80-year-old Jacqueline Myshock of Atlantic died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Memorial services for Jacqueline Myshock will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic in charge of arrangements. 93-year-old Carrie Renee Jensen of Audubon died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Carrie Jensen will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And 46-year-old Gloria Wyrick of Atlantic died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Gloria Wyrick will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.